Blog Talk Radio.
We call you, Lord. We call you Adonai. You are our Lord. Hallelujah.
Cause at the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? Cause at the mention
of
at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow, every tongue confess, you are Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are Lord.
Yes, you are. Just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah. Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord.
Oh,
yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Oh, demons tremble.
Cause Jesus, you are Lord. Oh, oh.
Can you sing that with us?
Jesus, you are Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, you are. Now can we just call on his name together? We say Jesus.
Jesus.
Go and invite him in.
Jesus.
He'll meet you at your need.
Jesus.
He's Lord over sickness.
Jesus.
Sickness has to bow.
Jesus.
Poverty is defeated.
Jesus.
Cause at the mention of his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just keep that going for a little while. Jesus, just calling on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Demons have to tremble. Hallelujah. We call on the name of Jesus. Sickness has to flee. When we call on that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now for tonight, Lord God. And we're just going to take it. We're just going to keep it right here just for a little while. Just calling on the name of Jesus. I'm going to unmute your phones, and we're just going to call on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're not even going to, nothing else. We're just going to say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And watch something happen on tonight. Just calling on his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're all unmuted. Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jes Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yeah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you and we worship your name. Thanking him for tonight. Glory to God. Before I got on here tonight, I thought I was not. I could barely make it. I just felt drained and exhausted. I thank you, Lord God. I just feel, I don't know. I didn't know if my iron was low. I didn't know if I was just, I don't know. But I just felt so drained, like everything was just out of me. Hallelujah, but just calling on his name, Jesus, I feel like I'm just getting an infusion. He's giving me a transplant right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I feel a little energy going on in my body right now just because I've been calling on the name of Jesus. I know he'll do it. I know he will do it. Hallelujah, because it's something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like, I don't know if back in the day when if you all remember Pac-Man and they used to have a little power pellet. Jesus is my power pellet tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's something about that name, Jesus. It's the greatest name I know. Hallelujah. It's something about that name, Jesus. It's the greatest name I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. We're going to take a few minutes. Anybody have a testimony? I'm going to just press 1. A praise report. Hallelujah. 0279, your line is open. Your line is open.
I want to thank the Lord for giving me another day, no matter how the enemy try to kick me down. The Lord just picked me up. And that just go with all his word. When nothing else is going right, the Lord is always going right. So we ought to always be glad to call upon him. Whether we think we feel like it or not, just call on him anyway. And I know that that's the only way to overcome. And I was telling my daughter a while ago, you got to speak. You got to speak over your life. No matter how, if you down for your last breath, you don't give up. You just call on the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. Call those things that aren't as though they were. Those things that aren't going right in your life as though they were. And that's what I've been doing. And I can tell that God is in the blessing business. Not me, not anything that I've done, but just trusting and knowing that he is a man of his word. And through his son, Jesus, with the Holy Ghost, we got a winning battle. You say all things work together for them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. No matter how much pain and suffering, say we, I, Lord knows it gets to be something else. But God has lifted me up, not just from this week, but every week. And that's my testimony. And I thank him for each of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And that's right there. That's something to shout about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today. Hallelujah. Because I So it makes such a difference when you are obedient unto the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit has spoken to me this past Sunday. Hallelujah. And I told the church, I said, this is a week, hallelujah, that we are to spend more time with our Father than we are with anybody else or anything else. To spend more time with him, hallelujah, giving him, hallelujah, the praise, hallelujah. Giving him his thank you, the praise, hallelujah. And pray. This is his time, hallelujah. So we fought up here to maintain that, to walk closer to the Lord, spend more time with him than we did with anything and anybody else. And oh, what a wonderful feeling. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just give him praise, honor, and his glory. And I just say, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for being my Lord God, Jehovah God. Hallelujah, my everything. My Jehovah Rapha, my El Testament. Hallelujah, my El Shaddai. I thank you for being everything to me, Alpha Omega, beginning and end, Lord of Lords, hallelujah, Prince of Peace. I thank him for giving me all this week, his peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
I thank him for that in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Mom, I know you got a word back there. Go ahead and speak your word.
Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I just give you the praise. I feel so uplifted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, because I know within myself that he's keeping me. He is the focus of his doing. I just can't do nothing but praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank him for every day of my life. Hallelujah. They gave me a tap on my kidneys. And because of where it was, my cardiologist and my primary care thought that I was next step being on dialysis. But when I went to my kidney doctor, he said, you're doing fine. I said, well, how can you tell me I'm doing fine when they're telling me that I'm in the fourth stage about to be put on dialysis? He started laughing. He said, no. He said, let me tell you, whatever y'all been doing, I want you to keep on doing it. Because your kidneys are in the stage where a woman that's 70 would be, and you're already 80 plus. So he said, no, you're not about to go on dialysis. And I just give God the praise. You know, people can look at things one way, and God has it completely and totally another way. And where one might take you down, he always got somebody that'll bring you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, in my soul, in my inner man, I didn't feel, shut up, I tell you, that I was about to go on dialysis. I told God when I laid in that hospital, when I had died, I just sat in there. Hallelujah. Of knowing that I was dying. And when I woke up, I was in a vacuum ICU. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And they were giving me a dialysis treatment. And the doctor came in, and he said, how many treatments have you given her? I could hear them, but I couldn't see them. I couldn't move. And she said, I've given her three. So he said, let me get a check with the blood lab. I'm going to take some more blood, and I'm going to check it to see where she is now. Glory be to God. Lord, I both see that. Oh, glory to God. God allowed me to wake up. And when I opened my eyes, I looked out the window and I saw Sheila and her daughter standing. standing out there, and the daughter was crying. And I'm saying, I'm still here. But if I have to have dialysis to stay here, I don't mind, Lord. I don't mind. I don't want to die anymore. I want to live. Oh, glory to God. Now, that's all the way back to 2014. And here it is, 2021. And a half. And I'm still here. Glory be to God. And my kidneys are fine. My heart is fine. The doctor took a test, a PET test, and they said that your heart is in such good shape that you could undergo any surgery that you have to have. Glory be to God. There's another that tried to bring me down that brought me up. You can't always. You got to make sure that you're rooted and grounded in the Lord. Holding on my feet. It's time out for us being wishy-washy with the Lord. It's time that he won't go for his people to get right with him. He said, I'm still just observing and surveying the land. That's what Jesus is doing right now. He's surveying to see where his people are. How many are giving in to Satan? We got to hold on like we never have before. God said, don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When there's somebody that can try to take you down, you got to be sure who you can talk to and who can be in agreement with you and not without you. Hashem. The Lord is saying, too, that we must see what a person is. We must hear what they say, but watch them and see what they do. If they're lying to you, they will not be able to continue doing what they're leading you to believe that they don't. Let me get off this phone. God bless you. I love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying tonight, I am the life and light and abundance. As you spend time soaking in my presence, you are energized and enlightened. Through communing with me, you transfer your heavy burdens to my strong shoulders. By gazing at me, you gain my perspective on your life. This time alone with me is essential for understanding your thoughts and smoothing out the day before you. Be willing to fight for this precious time with me. Opposition comes in many forms. Your own desire to linger in bed, the evil one's determination to distract you from me, the pressure of family, friends, and your own inner critic to spend your time more productively. As you grow in your desire to please me above all else, you gain strength to resist these opponents. Delight yourself in me, for I am the deepest desire in you, of your heart. We have three scriptures. The first one comes from Psalms 48:9. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Deuteronomy 33:12. About Benjamin, he said, let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long. And the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, if that is not confirmation, we just heard Pastor Wanda say that she told the church on Sunday to spend more time with him. I just said that I was sluggish, and I needed to be energized. And what was the first sentence that we heard was, as you spend time soaking in my presence, you are energized and enlightened. So I just thank God for confirmation. I thank God because if we just soak in the presence of God, if we just soak in his presence, hallelujah, if we just soak in his presence, what a change that will come. I thank God for that word on tonight. That one spoke just to me. If it didn't get you, it got me. So we just thank God for that word. We thank God for the testimonies that have gone forth thus far. And now we're going to open up the floor for Pastor Flint to come on and give us a mighty, mighty word from our Father, thanking God that it's going to come straight from our Father, none of George Flint, but all of God. So we thank God and pray for him as he's going forth, because as he's pouring out, and he's doing a lot of things right now, so as he's pouring out and traveling and working and dealing with different clients, just keep him in your prayer. Keep him in your prayer. Pastor Flint, your line is open. Pastor Flint, your line is open. Well, he must want me to bring the word tonight. Pastor Flint. Did we lose him? Any more testimony until he gets on the line? Pastor Flint? All right, guys, just bear with me. I'm going to play this song while we get him on the line.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
A change
Praise God, praise God. Who can say that a wonderful change has come over you? Hallelujah. Just because of our Lord and Savior. Right now, we're going to turn it over. We got him back, y'all. Pastor Flint, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God. What a noise. Praise God. We just praise God for that song that Evangelist Flint chose to show with us. When I hear that song, I think about the oxymoron of us as humans, like how we don't like change. And when even when you're in the store and you purchase something, the first thing to go out your pocket is what? The loose change. He's so quick to get rid of it. But the songwriter said, a wonderful change has come over me. A wonderful change has come over me. Right now, that's just enough to just been to praise God right then and now. Just to thank God. Thank God. She said, I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. I don't know, I was telling my wife, one time we went witnessing under the bridge and stuff. And, you know, you get challenged by those spirits that know the word. Just remember, I want you to know that the Satanists, they know the word of God. That's like mandatory that they eat the Bible. It's mandatory. So when you're confronted or you're going to share the gospel, and you might not know all the intricate things about what David did before he slew Goliath, or how Moses, you know, certain things about Moses and the Red Sea, or just those things you may not know. But guess what? You weren't there, so you don't have to know those things. But what you do know, you know who you used to be. And you know who you are today. And you know the reason why. And I said, that's what I said, man. You wonder what you tell him, man? I know I used to be, you listen to, right now, across from you is a sinner saved by the grace of God. It's no longer a sinner, but just I'm saved by the grace of God. And you know, he took a sin flawed soul, turned into a masterpiece of grace. See, I know what I used to be. I know the things I used to do. I know the things how I used to say things. I know that's who I am. That's who I used to be. I know the places I used to go. I know the people I used to be around. But thank God, a wonderful change has come over me. And now I'm this. And now this is what I do. And now this is who I am. And this is the reason why. I'm saying, thank God, if a change has come over you, if a change has come over you for the greater. You know, I'm reminded of a scripture when he talked to Ezekiel. He said, warn the wicked man of the direction that I'm paraphrasing. Warn him of where he's, you know, you keep living this way, this is your faith. And then let the righteous man know that if he changes from where he is, then this is his faith. As long as he stay the course, his name is in the Lamb Book of Life. But if he alters from that course, you know, we already know what the wages of sin is. And he told Ezekiel at the time, you know, you being the watchman of these souls, that if you don't warn them, then the blood is on your hands. But there's some magic knows that took heed. And they can say, a wonderful change has come over me. Just imagine, I'm just, Lord, I thank you. Remember that song, because I was on something else. And I showed my mom, I said, the topic, it's just Adonai. And it's like, you are Lord. So I'm going to go to the scriptures, and then I'm going to come right back. But we're going to be in Psalm 139, 1 through 24. And the psalmist began to write, he said, Lord, you have examined me, and you know me. You have examined me, and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me whether I'm working or resting. You know all my actions. So you go down and listen. Just those, that verse alone let us know when we say the fool in his heart says there ain't no God. I can do whatever, man, because it ain't no God. But you see somebody that has a change in their life, that has an illumination and a revelation, you can say, Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. Hallelujah. So when you know before the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, before he tricked Satan and the thing that he died on the cross and that it was over, before he went to the keys to the kingdom and took the sting away from death and the grave had lost its victory and all death had lost its victory and grave has lost its sting and it couldn't hold any longer. It couldn't hurt, it couldn't harm. But before that, there was no opportunity for the change that has come over your life. So to hear the psalmist begin to reflect these things and say these words and saying, you see me whether I'm working or resting. You know all my actions. Psalmist begin to say, even before I speak, you already know what I will say. Sometimes, so that's why, even in praying, we pray repetitive prayers, and we've done a lesson called Dangerous Prayers, and it was like, God, let me graduate in my prayer life. You know, let me get promoted to the next grade or the next dimension. Because I always say new level, new devil, but shoot me to a dimension where I'm past that, and I'll be able to be strengthened to deal with the battles that I need to deal with, and those that I can't, I can lean on your all-sufficient grace, O Lord of Lords and King of Kings. For he said, your grace is sufficient. He said, even before I speak, you know already, you already know what I will say. You are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. How many of you know that he's around you on every side tonight? How many of you know that God is around you on every side? From the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. He is your rampart. He is your shield. He is your buckler. So you can say, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, I can call on you. Jesus, in the midnight hour. Jesus, in the early morn. Jesus, in the noonday. Jesus, every moment, every second in between, I can call on you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Someone say, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, manger born, blood on the tree. You died to save humanity. And then we tell them who he is, ladies and gentlemen. You are the living word. The word that became alive and walked the earth and healed and delivered and set free and brought about what again? A wonderful change. And so you protect me with all your power. Your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. You know me. You know me better than I know myself. That's why you keep doing great things for me, for you know me better, so much better than even anyone else. And even I know myself, you know me. You take better than I can take care of myself. You are Lord. See, we always get saved and say, well, I make Jesus my Savior. But oftentimes we don't want to make him our Lord because that means we've got to turn some things over. We look at the king, and you know you're part of the kingdom of God, and you turn things over to the king. And that's what kingdom is. You know, king has dominion. So king, you take dominion of our lives, and in this, we give you the license to operate. Because you gave us your word that you said that you told us to have dominion over the earth, over the fish and sea. You gave us that. And that means those things you can't change. So that's why you said prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. We give you the license to get involved in our situation. And so we know that you're the king. And so we give away the dominion that we have. We say, king, take dominion. King, here. Get involved in our situation. Actually, the psalmist, he began to say, you know, your knowledge of me is too deep. It's beyond my understanding. And they say, where could I go to escape from you? And what could I get away from your presence? There is nowhere you can go. There is no escape. You got to remember the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, son of the morning, he convinced a quarter of the angels to rebel. But at the end of the day, they were defeated with that plot. They were sent out to where he sent them to, out of darkness, hell, the abyss, where hell and the lake of fire will both be thrown into the lake of fire. But there's nowhere they can run. There's nowhere they can hide. When that time comes, it comes. There's nowhere we can run to. There's nowhere we can hide. When the time comes, it comes. He sees the things we don't. You know, the song said, you know, for he know me better, so much better than anything else. Then they say he takes better, so much better than even I can for myself. So when you know that you serve a God that knows all, he's the omniscient one, he's the all-powerful one, he's the almighty one, he's the omnipotent one, he's the one that's omnipresent. Like I said, he knows, he's there, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He's on your right, he's on your left, your front, your back, your head, your to your tippy toes, he's there. So you say, God, I know God. He said, if I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you would be there. If I flew away beyond the east or lived in the farthest place in the west, you would be there to lead me. You would be there to help me, to guide me. He said, I could ask the darkness to hide me or the light around me to turn into night. But even darkness is not dark for you. Because it said the light compels the darkness. So when you walk in the light, hallelujah, or you're in a dark room, your house pitch black dark, and when you come in and you cut the light on, where's darkness? Darkness is gone. So when the light steps in, when the light comes in, when daddy shows up, when sin abound and grace abound that much more, it says when it come in like a flood, not a flood, but like a flood, the Holy Spirit began to raise a standard and swallow it up. Why? Because when light comes in, he said, if I flew away beyond the east or lived in the farthest place in the west, you would be there to lead me. You would be there to help me. I could ask the darkness to hide me or the light around me to turn into night. But even darkness is not dark for you. And the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You created every part of me. Here's the confusing part, and here's where, you know, I'm going on record, and some people say you're wrong. But here's when I say, you know, he said no sin is greater than the other sin. But I think this sin here, and don't quote me, but this is just Brother George, the sin of homosexuality is the sin of blasphemy. And I say that, and I'm going to say it, and I think it can be forgiven because you have people that have had transgenders that have, when my mom first started a ministry, there was a few transgenders that had got filled with the Holy Spirit. I think one died of HIV/AIDS. But here's why I say, look what he just said, hold on. He said, you created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know with all my heart, when my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. So here's the thing. If he knew this, and he's the perfect God, he doesn't make any mistakes, he's not one that can repent or need to repent, he's not one that lies. He's not man. So he's not man. You can't put him in a box. You can't say, you know, man has these flaws, so that's acceptable. But he's not with any flaws. So when he said all the intricate parts of your body, I knew it. And I formed you in your mother's womb. Even before you exited the matrix of your mother's womb, I put all these things together. So if I made you a man then, or I made you a woman then, how do you feel that I messed up? I can say, God, you messed up when you made me. I was supposed to have been a girl. Or, God, you messed up when you made me. I was supposed to be a man. Here's what he said. He said, listen, you created every part of me. From the crown of the head to the very sole of my feet, you created this. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. I'm telling you, women of God, men of God, it's time to get back into praying and fasting and intercession like never before. It's time to push plates back. It's time like never before. I was in the state of Nevada, and this year, Miss Nevada is a transgender. Now, what are you going to do with the LGBTQ and all these things behind it? Make Miss Nevada be your next Miss America. And then what's the faith? When you look at gatekeepers and unclean spirits. But it's because we kept sitting and watching. We've been Adams. We've been Adams. We've been Adams. We've been Adams. We're talking about a change, though. But these things, if we stop being Adam, the first Adam, and be more like the second Adam, then things can say change. You can see homosexuals change. When they can say a wonderful change has come over me. You can see transgenders that say a wonderful change has come over me. You can see wicked people. You can see drug addicts, those that have crazy addictions. And you can say a wonderful change has come over me. He said every time Christ moved in a position, every time Christ went and he did something, whether he was on the boat talking, whether he was touching Peter's mother-in-law, whether he was open up blind eyes or lame legs or cleansing lepers. When you was in his presence, you changed. It was such a powerful presence that even the woman with issue of blood said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Her being made whole means what, ladies and gentlemen? A change took place. Now, all kind of changes can take place. They don't make them a remarkable change. They don't make them a wonderful change. They don't even make them a godly change, because when we're talking about transgenders, they had a sex change. And that's the arrogance telling God, you messed up when you made me. But the psalmist began to say, I praise you because you are to be reverenced. You are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. Then he said, when my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, in a dark place, when I was growing there in secret in a dark place, and then you got to realize that when Christ was being rooted and grounded in a dark place, even after he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Even as they said he gave up the ghost, he went into a dark place. He said, unless one be planted, oh, man, it can't be the first fruit of many. He had to go into a dark place. See, in that dark place where things are being germinated, where things are being created, where God is putting some things together. And so even in your dark place, even in your valley experiences, when even when you're thinking almost the enemy think he got you depressed, he thought he had you, he got you depressed, oppressed, suppressed. But God said, even in that, I have preserved you. Even in that place, the light is there. I'm there. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. I'm your God. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Daughter, I'm here, son. I will guide you, I will protect you. But he said, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. And that's what he said, the days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. See, that's a book. And right now I'm in chapter 47. Some of you may be in chapter 80, chapter 60, chapter 50-something. But there's a book. He said, in the days allotted to me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began, before any of these days ever began. It's in his book. That's how God knows. He knows all. Oh, God, how difficult I find your thoughts, how many of them there are. But here are the thoughts that he has told you. He told you in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. They don't have to be difficult because I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of a hope, thoughts of a future, thoughts of peace, thoughts of joy, thoughts of that you're going to make it, thoughts that you are a survivor, you are a conqueror, you are a mighty, you are a healer. You know, the thoughts that let you know that, hey, I'm bringing you through this thing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I'm sending you thoughts. I'm sending you thoughts of hope. I'm sending you thoughts of belief. I'm sending you thoughts that will quench all doubt, all worry, all confusion. I'm sending you thoughts of clarity. I'm sending you thoughts that are of power, infused with power. I'm strengthening you right now. I'm sending you thoughts of joy and happiness. I'm sending you thoughts of love and peace. I'm sending you thoughts that you can lift up holy hands. You can magnify my name and you can worship me. I'm sending you thoughts that you can worship me. I'm sending you thoughts that you can have a sound mind. Yeah, I know the enemies. I know the thoughts that the enemies send you. You're defeated. You're the victim. You're not going to make it. He doesn't care about you. Look what he's putting you through. Look what he's allowing you to go through. Look that your bills are not paid. Look, you don't have a dime in your pocket. You are a failure. These are the thoughts that you hear every single day. But I'm telling you, I'm sending you thoughts that you're more than a conqueror. You're mighty, mighty, mighty. You're royal. You're a peculiar priesthood. You're royalty. You are loved. Hallelujah. He said, how many of them there are? If I counted them, there will be more than the grains of sand. He said, when I awake, I'm still with you, O God. And I'm still with you. I know you did some testimonies earlier. But the testimony I can say is that I'm with you, God. I'm with you. I woke up this morning, but my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up early, but my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up with fresh blood running warm through my veins, with the activity of my limbs, with a roof over my head, with clothes on my back, with shoes on my feet, with access to hot and cold, clean running water. Some people didn't wake up. Some people died in car accidents. Some people were shot. I was talking to my wife. I was saying there's a woman last night that was on I-20 East near Boulevard, and she was shot on the highway. They are shooting women on the highways, and it's a thing that's going on. I don't know if it's an initiation. Like I remember when back in the days, the gang initiation was people would drive with their lights out, and if you flashed to tell them to cut their lights on, then you were the one being tailed to be shot or to be killed. So you don't know, but if that didn't happen to you, that means God had protected you. He had shielded you. If you didn't die, some people died the fires in their homes and like the building collapsed in Miami, the condos collapsed and bodies are still missing. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Hallelujah, that's not you. If you're on this line and you got families on this, that's not you. Because the thoughts he gave you that you will make it. Now here in the psalmist, he got to a place where enough was enough. And here's what we're gonna say. I want you to get to a place where enough is enough, where enough is enough, where the change takes place. You guys said, when does change take place? When enough is enough. And his enough was with, remember, he was in the flesh, so he dealt with a lot of things physically. He had physical enemies. And he had the Canaanites, the Ammonites, the Jebusites, and all those from Nineveh. And you know, but he had even in his own domain enemies and those that are wicked. He even had the King Saul that wanted to kill him when he was in the cave, when he was in Medulla. You know, so here's the thing. He said, Lord, how I wish violent people would leave me alone. They say wicked things about you. They speak evil things against your name. How many get upset about when people talk about your Jesus? He said, I wish they would leave me alone. I wish Satan and his imps would leave me alone. I wish the spirit of perversion, the spirit of anger, the spirit of rage, the spirit of addiction would just leave me alone. That foul murdering spirit that comes to kill, steal, and destroy, that wicked, wicked Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him. I wish they would just leave me alone, him and all his imps. They say wicked things about you. Of course they say that that he's not real, that he can't save. He really don't care. He don't love you. Oh, Lord, I hate those who hate you. See, he's in the flesh, but you can turn on every unclean spirit right now. And you say, oh, Lord, I hate those who hate you. How I despise those who rebel against you. I hate them with a total hatred, with perfect hatred. And I count them as my enemies. I count every unclean spirit as my enemy. And even when it comes to me and my flesh, I count myself as in when it's flesh and self and the soulless realm, it has nothing to do with me being a spirit. He said, man is a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. So when I let that flesh and that soul begin to dominate, I got to turn on it. This is my enemy, and I must turn on you. I must acknowledge you. Paul said, daily I beat upon my flesh. I mortify the deeds of the flesh. I got to turn on this thinking flesh every single day so that change will manifest itself and that change will stand. It will stay. It will remain. Here's the ending of it. He said, examine me, O God, and know my mind. Well, you already told me at the top, God knows. He knows all. But he said, no, but he's saying, God, here's what I need you to do. I need you to do some inventory on me. Because I want to be ready. I know someone said, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. And one time he said, please be patient with me. Because God is not through with me yet, but I want to be ready when Jesus comes. So here what he said, watch this. He said, examine me, O God, and know my mind. See, because, you know, when that soulless realm, it makes up with my mind, my will, my intellect. And all these things is the soulless realm, and these are the things that go in competition, that goes in battle with the spirit. He said, test me and discover my thoughts. But the last part said, find out if there's any evil in me and then guide me in the everlasting way. That thing that's evil inside of me, begin to purge me from it. And then I can say, Lord, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. My brother Davenport, I used to sing this song, give me a clean heart and I'll follow. Give me a clean heart and I'll follow. I will follow you. I will follow you, God. Lord, give me a clean heart. And I will follow you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for change. And we thank you for being Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Thank you, God, every time you step. First of all, I want to thank you that in Hebrews it said, we have not a high priest who has not been touched with the infirmities that we've been touched with, has not been touched with temptation, has not been, who has been touched with lust and temptation, has been touched with desires of the flesh, and have been touched with abandonment and rejection, has been touched with the hard words and all these different things that we deal with that make us have pity parties. He had dealt with each and every one of those things. But yet he did not sin, yet he did not succumb to it. That would abandon them. But it didn't curtail him from his assignment. He said, I must do the will of him that sent me. Yes, I am a leader, but I am an even better follower. I must do the will of him that sent me. See, first Adam, as we were talking about the transgenders that we were talking about, all the murders and all the unclean spirits that we can talk about, why our children are so into this drug infused and it's such a trance. And now that's why you got to measure the trance. You know, we look at different things where our children, my God, are lost and are so filled with all different type of spiritual stuff, the new age and all these different things because we sat like Adam and watched. They said, Adam saw the serpent have a conversation with his wife, Eve. He had to be next to her because after she partaked of the fruit that was given to her, she gave it to him. So we had to be right there watching it, and that's what we've been doing. We've been silent. We've been watching, and all he had to do was say something. And all we got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is say something. Say something to your congressman. Say something to your senators, if that's what you want to do. If you've been given your anointing and your wisdom is what's guiding them, well, we need a guide. Well, Elijah was a guide. Elisha was a guide. Ezekiel was a guide. We were watchmen. And if we stand up and we cry loud and spare not, if we just open our mouths and speak and declare the word of God, hallelujah, instead of sitting on the sideline watching, being a spectator, and a spectator in a sport that is not spectator sport. It's an action sport. It's a get-in-the-game sport. But we've been spectating, and God said, now the time has come for a change. Now get in the game. Don't continue to stay in the stands. Get on the field. Get on the court. Open your mouth and speak. You say you're going to take up your cross. You say, you know, this is what it is. Pick up that cross and walk. Speak, declare the word of God. Christ didn't look at John the Baptist. He came not in any kind of raiment looking official. He came in there with lambskins on him, eating locusts and honey. But he knew what he came to do, and he did a job. And his job was saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, repent, be ye baptized. And tell them the way of sin is death. And the way you vipers, you brood of vipers, you wicked doers. And sometimes it takes that. It continue. We can't continue to just be all-inclusive and everybody got their own opinion. And you got to speak what the word of God says. It's time to declare it. It's time to declare it. It's time to cry loud, spare not, in season, out of season. It's definitely out of season right now because we're in an area where it's not cool to love the Lord and say, I love you, Jesus. I worship you. It ain't cool to not be getting high every day, not be drinking every day, not fornicating every day. It's not cool to not be robbing and killing and stealing. But you chose to live a holy and righteous life, so now, stand on it. Now open your mouth and speak. Don't. Adam knew when she said not to touch it. He knew she was wrong because you got to touch it. You had an assignment to dress the garden. So you touch it. He just said you just don't eat from it. Adam knew it and Satan knew it. So that's when Satan began to speak more. Or God just don't want you to be more like him. If he know that once you eat from this tree, you're going to be more like him. And here's the thing about not knowing who you are. I say, you know me. Search me. Let me know me. Let me have an identification of who I am. Let me not continue to go through this identity crisis. But God, make it known who I am and whose I am today so that I won't begin deceived. I won't begin plucked out of your hand and out of the ark of your safety because you said all that you have given me I have kept. So I don't want to be manipulated out of that hand that you have kept me with. But not knowing. And so she's thinking God was hiding something from her. Oh, God, I want me to be like him. You are already made in his image and after his likeness. Matter of fact, God created man, but he built you, woman. He built you intricately. Satan knew this. Adam knew it. Adam says, like, no, you got to touch it. He not hiding nothing from you. He created you. He took you out of my room. He put me to sleep to form you, to make you even more in his image. And he gave you a special power, a power of reproduction, or a power to incubate and hold and bring forth. He gave me the power of the seed, but he gave you to hold the seed, to receive it, to incubate it, and to bring forth. All Adam had to do was just speak. But this Jesus spoke. And he said, I must do the will of him that sent me. And those that follow me, these signs shall follow those that believe. And if you are a believer tonight, these signs shall follow those that believe. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Cast out demons. And speak a word in season, out of season, about Jesus, you are Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We praise you. We worship. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray for anyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, God, that don't know you as our Lord and personal Savior, that they will get to know you as a Lord and personal Savior and will accept you as our Lord and personal Savior, that anyone that just can repeat us and say, Lord, I ask for forgiveness for anything that I said, done, thought, that was against your will, that was against your way, that has grieved your Holy Spirit in any such way. Father, I come to the realization that I need you in my life. I need that wonderful change in my life. And so in doing so, I know that I have to turn some things over. I have to turn everything over. So in turning things over, I make you my Lord and my Savior. And I only ask that you accept me as your son or your daughter and your child, your servant, and continue to keep me with your keeping anointing. So, Lord, I say, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. And I ask that you accept me as your child and your servant. And I thank you for doing it now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for doing it now. Heavenly Father, I pray for those that know you on this line, that they'll get to know you even more. That God, that the thoughts that you have for them in Jeremiah 29:11, they'll begin to search out those thoughts and begin to apply them to themselves and begin to speak them over themselves. He says, I'm beautiful. He says, I'm a child of God. He says, he's my father. He says, I mean, I begin to just speak those things, and I'm more than a conqueror, that I'm intelligent. I am full of wisdom. I am full of knowledge. I'm full of understanding. I have the gift of prophecy. I have the gift of anointing. I have the gift to call those things as not as though they were. I can say, greater is he that is in me that he doesn't know. I can begin to speak those things over their lives, God, those thoughts that you have. And we thank you in advance, God. We thank you in advance for doing so. Continue to keep us with the keeping anointing. Continue to keep our homes. God, everyone on some of us keep their homes safe and protected with a blood shield, hedge of protection. Let your shield keep us protected. In these last evil days, God, we lean on you yet the more. We give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your son, Jesus, most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. I turn back over to Evangelist Flint for remaining of facilitation. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that word. We thank God for Pastor Flint and all that he's done. Thanking God that he's working greatly in his life. So if anybody wants to add to, take away from, just press 1. I'll recognize you and I'll open up your mic. If you have 7430, your line is open.
Praise God. Praise God. I just want to get on the line and first just say that was a much needed, much craved, consumed message. I thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for this line. Thank you, Father God, for Pastor Flint and Evangelist Maria. I thank y'all. I love y'all. My mother and my father and God, I thank y'all. I thank God for allowing me to have y'all in my life, starting at a young age to this point, to being introduced in the church by my mother, by my birth mother. And everything that got me closer and closer to God, whether it was in a certain season with someone that I'm not with at the moment or someone I'm still with at this point in time, I know it was all part of God's plan. And I just want to say everything that's on my mind right now, I'm being put more and more at ease every time I hear the word or a message, anything that is of God's goodness, God's grace, and God's mercy. Generally feeling thankful that I have breath to breathe, food to eat, and even if money is short, we still pay the bills. We got another day to live. We got another 30 days to go. We got so much to be thankful for. Got food on our back. Got family that love us, that cherish us, and call on us. And we thank God for each and every soul, every spirit on this earth, and for myself and all these things that I may have questions and thoughts and ideas in my mind each and every day. But the word hit. But if you stay long enough in the word, it'll still give you comfort. Not to worry about tomorrow, but worry about today. You know, things like that. And I just feel thankful, and I just and to still be constantly and daily, you know, convicted. That is a blessing. Still be convicted, be cut by the word, and let it sit and heal me. Let the word heal me as it cuts me. A double-edged sword. That's what it feels. That's what it is. I'm just thankful for so much. And knowing that reassurance, no matter what, I am okay. We are okay. All of us on this line, we are okay. We are more than okay. We are good. We are blessed. I'm so thankful. And love for each and every one of y'all is tremendous. I thank y'all. I love y'all. I wish nothing but God's goodness, God's grace and mercy upon all of us, because it is there. As long as we keep fighting, we keep believing each and every day, you know, fighting the good fight of faith. I'm so thankful. Thankful for my wife. Thankful for my friends, my family, even those who I know that are not in the word as I would want them to. But, Lord, that's why he gave us power to speak this truth, speak this life into existence. I'm still praying for him, giving me that ability, just like all of you are. I'm just thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank y'all. I love y'all. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for showing me what love truly is. For your love is in each and every one of us. For your love is life, and you are love. And you have made us because you love us. And I know what love is because I speak love. I am love. I am life. I am the light, just like he is. He has made me in his image. I am another light to those who are in the darkness. And I just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank y'all.
Amen. 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 Thank God for that word. Hallelujah. 1436, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor George, Evangelist Maria. I thank God for being online tonight, because I know this ministry is real. It has taught me a lot of things, and like God said, let not your heart be troubled. My heart has been troubled. But listen to the ministry and listening to the pastor and a pastor down, I realized that life is going to be hard, but you can make it through it if you just trust in God to lead you and guide you in the direction that you should go. And I know that with me praising God and learning more about him, I can change things around in my family, because they can see the change in me. And they can look up and say, you know, she has changed. And it's not me that changed, it's God that changed in me. And I thank God for that, because I have, down my journey, I have been running across a lot of hurt people that needed to talk, someone to talk to them about God. Let them realize there's nothing impossible for God, no matter what it is. There's nothing impossible, because he said we serve a God that can do all things but fail. We serve a faithful and a loving and a true and a kind and wonderful God. We serve a God that cannot lie. And I can tell them that, and I can show them how the changes he has put in my life, how he saved my life and turned my life around. And I can deal with a lot of things. I just had to deal with the death of my sister-in-law. I think she died on Father's Day. And I had to deal with that because we were so close. And it took me a while to start crying it out. Because I'm always trying to be strong in case someone else need me. But then one day I just cried out. And I knew that God was going to give me the strength to deal with the situation. And I just said, well, Lord, that's all she talked about you. And it make you feel good. It make me feel good that I was able to read God's words to her. We talked about it, and she took deep breath, and she let it go. And she got to the point where she learned the 23rd song. She didn't know it before she died. She had learned the 23rd song. And it made me feel good because I know that was God working into her. And I know that she's in a better place and she don't have to worry about suffering anymore or being a trouble to anybody anymore. And I just thank God for that, for opening up my eyes to when someone need me. But if I never had found God, I would still probably be doing the things I used to do. But since I found God, I counted all joy because someone was listening, you know, and I know I was listening, and I learned a lot. And I learned how to be meek and humble instead of raising a lot of crap. I learned how to be meek and humble. I learned how to let things go. And if it seemed like a trouble finna break out, I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. And it did strengthen me and it gave me courage to move on. And I was able to say the things that I need to be said, the things of people that I know they need to hear. And whether they get mad or not, I had to say it. Because it's just like when you go and you be with a bad crowd. And whatever crowd, whatever crime they committed, you might as well count yourself into it too because you was there with that crowd. So that means you're just as guilty as anybody else. And I know I don't want to be in that kind of crowd. I want to be in the crowd of Jesus, the one that loves me, the one that never leaves me, the one that said, take my yoke upon you, my burdens are light. The one that said, I will supply all your needs. I don't have to worry about no food. I don't have to worry about no roof over my head because God works out everything. I was kind of concerned about a situation earlier this week, but God worked it out. Nobody but him. He made everything right. And I just want to thank y'all and praise God for having such beautiful, nice, strong women and men of God that really cares about God's people, that want to tell them the truth, don't want to sugarcoat it, but tell you the truth. Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what God want me to hear. And that's what y'all have been doing. That's what my pastor and my pastor have been doing. And I just want to thank y'all and praise God for y'all in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So sorry for your loss and praying for your strength. And all about loss. And I just thank God right now that God, you comfort her and you wrap your arms around her and just love on her, God, and the entire family in Jesus' name. And so it is. If we don't have any more taking away or adding to, Pastor Flint, do you have any other last words? Good, guess not. Prophet Pam, can you close us out tonight? Hold on. Let me get to your line. I don't have you unmuted yet. Give me 1 second. Okay, Prophet Pam, you.
Yes, Lord. Father God, you are such a good God. I got to say this. I have so much to thank my Jesus, to thank him for. So good to me. I just can't thank him enough. And for each and every one of you on the line, that's something to meditate on. Meditate on his word day and night. Prayers have been prayed. The words have been spoken. Evangelists, Flint and Pastor Flint and everyone on the line, respectively, may God keep you while we're absent one from the other, but may the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And remember, in Jesus' name, amen, and remember, all things are possible to him who believes. That's it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God, we love you. We love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Please join us again next Thursday. Invite somebody else to come on the line and so that they can get a word, so they can get a blessing. But we just love you. Have a blessed week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.